So today, in this episode, we're going to be talking about golf and the mental approach and how to have the mindset of an athlete. So I hope you enjoy. What makes an athlete naturally good at any sport they're doing relative to somebody who would not consider themselves an athlete? I'd say that someone who isn't an athlete could still partake in team sports where you don't have complete onus on responsibility of what's at stake, and you can just play a very team part and kind of live in the shadows. And I say that because that's how I did it for a very long time growing up. Well, essentially my entire youth playing sports. I was the team player who really got the ball passed to me, passed it back, never really tried to take control or certainly dominate any situation. And ultimately what it comes down to is confidence. And it's not that people who aren't athletes aren't confident. Typically it's that the confidence I'm talking about doesn't come through blindly in the situation. So somebody who blindly is an athlete with confidence doesn't let apprehension or focus to deviate from the goal at hand. So if the goal is to throw a ball at a target or to hit a golf ball or kick a ball to a particular location, it's all intention. So that's where confidence is definitely a multifaceted word, and here in the context of sports, you have to be confident even if you logically wouldn't have a reason to justify it. That's not what sports is all about. That's why these are called games, because you win some, you lose some. So people who aren't letting the athlete in themselves come out, and I say that because it's not like some people are just athletes and some people aren't. I mean, people assume roles. And when you assume a role and you become all about that, some things can be great, some things can be bad. And when you tell yourself you're a certain way, you're going to make excuses to reinforce that. It's all over with from there. So just kind of realizing that we all really are a lot more alike, even if there's physical limitations involved. For the most part, a large product of success comes from your mindset and your approach. So just kind of like any sport that you may practice for fun, you may see a high level of success relative to when you play that sport competitively for a tournament or something. For golf being on the driving range versus playing in an actual tournament where every shot counts and you have to be in it, versus on the driving range where you know you can miss shots and it doesn't matter. That's what you're there for. So typically we become good driving range players. That doesn't make us better athletes to the sport of golf, where that we're strengthening anything having to do with everything involved with shooting a good round of golf. Instead, everything becomes this one-way direction towards the swing, and oh, I must have failed on my execution of the swing, that's why my shot was wrong. But more often than not, unless you're a true beginner to the game, you do not need to be thinking about your swing as a problem, just like other sports that you are not a beginner to and may not be playing at a high level. But if you can shoot a basketball and make it 3 times out of 10 from the foul line, I'd argue that you are athletic enough to enjoy golf, and that any success from that point forward of understanding simply how the golf swing is performed, I wouldn't second guess that, because it's not very often that you do something like that in another sport where when you miss, suddenly you revert to, oh, what did I do there? You don't shoot a basketball and when you miss say, man, I must have my arm too high at the start. Yeah, that's it. So I get my arm high. That just puts your focus on getting your arm high. And if anything, it's just going to lower the percentage of success when it comes to the execution actually happening successfully. So put your focus on the intention. And sure, you're still going to miss. But you free yourself of the anxiety, and you can now devote all of your brain's power and focus to one goal, and your body will work together. Just like in the heat of the moment of a sport, you don't have any time to think. It's reactionary. The ball snapped, you're a quarterback, someone's rushing you. You have to make a decision. Whether you spike it in the ground or get sacked or throw it for a touchdown, any one of those does not come from worrying about anything other than the intention. And the intention usually in those sports is made in a very small window of time. So once that decision is made, you don't have time to second guess yourself. Another place I can draw a similarity to golf would be at the foul line in basketball, because it's another situation where time slows down. And now suddenly you are no longer reacting to something that's happening. It's up to you to pull the trigger ultimately. And that can be such a tough task for somebody who, first off, may not be aware of their tendencies and that their focus really isn't in the right direction. All the more reason to inquire a very consistent pre-shot routine where you have a chance to work out your brain's anxieties and calm down and focus and be aware of the thoughts coming through your head, and take that time to really focus and dedicate to what you're trying to do. The fundamentals to worry about in golf are things like your posture, your alignment. Are you feeling athletic? Are you balanced? None of those are swing mechanics. They're not positions, because those are intermediate goals that we put our full focus on. The best athletes have a high level of mental discipline. And by that, I mean they're able to control what stage their brain and their body, that relationship is happening throughout the golf, throughout their life. When that's applied to the sport, they're really able to take advantage of that, just due to practice in their awareness and their mental discipline. Just like practicing anything, you work out, you lift weights, you will become stronger. It's a direct relationship. It's guaranteed. You know, work, effort, results. It's linear. So, in golf, it's not a matter of not necessarily being athletic or good enough. Those are usually just excuses we adopt to justify how we're performing in an attempt to make us feel better about everything. So I cannot stress enough how important giving attention to your psyche and your mental awareness about where you are when you're playing golf or any sport, where your mind's at, because the best players in the world, like I was saying, are able to go back and forth, and if they're distracted, they pull out. They're aware of that. They don't go anyways. They're aware of where their commitment is, and they certainly don't pull the trigger unless they're ready. And there's a difference between standing over the ball and thinking that, oh, okay, I'm not having any thoughts. Well, the whole goal here is to put your full dedication to an intention, not just rid yourself of thoughts or say you have to be blank-minded. Then you're not really giving your body a goal at all. So for me, I think that is the most important thing to understand about sports in general and how to perform well prior to even being concerned with how you swing the golf club. Because just like I have a very mediocre jump shot in basketball and a very mediocre throw when it comes to football or baseball, and I'm not that great at soccer, but you know what? I hold my own, and I can do pretty well. So by no means am I a supreme athlete, and it takes extreme patience and practice and hard work, talent, not just athleticism, to be good at any sport. I fully understand that and respect that. I think that the level of skill I'm discussing is much lower, and it has to do with people who discredit themselves and perform at a very mediocre level when they're actually much more satisfactory in their skill than they give themselves credit for. I've proven that time and time again with lessons I have with individuals who it's glaringly obvious that they're mentally trapped with anxiety about performing a swing properly and reaching and achieving positions. And it's just like a straitjacket. And once you see that window of freedom that happens, for all the same reasons that the no-look shot or swinging on a practice swing feels so effortless and timed and natural, and often they often feel great. You make a practice swing and it's like, man, I wish I hit it there. How many times have you heard that one? So I cannot stress it enough. That's what my golf is about. My golf instruction is about. Come get a lesson with me and I will give you a great idea as to whether or not your mechanics are going to hold up for a consistent swing. And if it's possible for you as an individual to physically make changes for the better, then sure. And are there people out there more well-versed in the swing and the physics of everything? Absolutely. My goal here really is to take someone who isn't enjoying the game because they're performing at a zero or a one, as far as getting the ball in the air, having any sort of ability to map out a golf round and enjoy it. My goal is to bring you to a point where you can enjoy golf just like I can enjoy basketball, soccer, football, baseball at a level that's comfortable enough to hold my own and genuinely have fun. And at that point, practice and hard work begin to pay off more because you start to practice in your driving range sessions how you will be doing, how you'll be performing. And that's the reaction, that's the process that you're rehearsing there. So it's so much more than just a swing. And far often I see people preaching and relying solely on swing advice and not tying that full circle how to bring that to the course or actually play golf. I think most golf instructors should be swing instructors, and that's where the title should lie.